Hey guys, Alex Newman here with The New American, and we're here with Gail Golic. She just ran for the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. She was endorsed by President Trump. She was endorsed by Mike Lindell. And she says the election was corrupt, and now she's got an important lawsuit going. And so she's here to tell us about it. Gail, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for being involved. Tell us what happened in this election.
Well, same thing happened in this election as it happened before. We have the machines still running elections. They're still counting the votes. And as long as we have machines counting the votes, we still have corrupt voter rolls, we will still never really know the true results. And so in my election, we don't really know the true results because of the fact that we're still using these machines. And on top of it, there are so many security risks and vulnerabilities that have and can and have been utilized in these machines. And I realized just this past weekend that the elections actually have been deemed a critical infrastructure by the Department of Homeland Security. And I was watching the Pit the other weekend with Catherine Elginbrecht and Greg Phillips of the 2000 Mules fame. And there was a guest on there by the name of Harry Howery, who mentioned that these FISMA risk assessment test is something that needed to be done on all of these elections because they're deemed critical infrastructure. So I just decided to look into this a little bit more. I have an IT background, so I used to set up local area networks for small to medium businesses. I was a CNE, you know, worked on, you know, routers, and I know everything that I need to know as far as, you know, the technical stuff. And so I was able to do a lot of research, and I found, number one, that in Arizona, we have state statutes that say that you have to abide by the Help America Vote Act in order to be use these election systems. And so I looked up the Help America Vote Act to just see what did it say about risk assessment tests. And I'll read to you what I wrote in here. It says that periodic assessments of risk and magnitude of the harm that could result from the unauthorized access, use, disclosure, disruption, modification, or destruction of information and information systems that support the operations and assets of the agency. So that's basically...
And that's the text of the statute, the federal statute.
That's correct. And our statute, which is ARS 16442, says the machines or devices used in any election for federal, state, or county offices may only be certified for use in this state and may only be used in this state if they comply with the Help America Vote Act of 2002. So I said, all right, now I actually need to go in there and challenge this, because I know that we can no longer continue to use these machines, these unsecure machines, across our country. And so on Monday, I filed a lawsuit to against the Secretary of State's Kathleen Hobbs and the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. I also call them the Board of Criminals. Yeah. and then they are.
Well, tell us about the lawsuit. What does it say? What are you hoping to accomplish?
So what it says is that they needed to do this risk assessment. I kind of go into the fact that we have all of these known vulnerabilities. I talk about the CISA 9 vulnerabilities that are specific to the exact same machines that we're using in Maricopa County. And so I talk about that. I talk about Professor Haldeman's report. There's a white paper that just went out. We could talk about the fact that through these vulnerabilities, and if they are exploited, you can go in and modify a ballot image before the image is created in a matter of milliseconds. And you can do this through what's called a scanner driver. It's a Windows scanner driver, and you can just put it in there. It's just one file. It's malicious code, and you can change the vote before it even becomes an image. So there's just a lot of vulnerabilities that I brought to the attention of Judge Hanna. So, you know, and then in addition to that, I brought up my election because in my election, I had over 4,000 overvotes. And what an overvote is that you were supposed to pick one candidate, and there were four of us running for this one seat. And over 4,000 times, somebody voted for two candidates.
Oh, wow.
And so what that means is that over 4,000 votes did not get counted in my election, because you can't adjudicate that because you don't know who they chose. And in comparison, the next lower value of overvotes was 366. So there were definitely some anomalies with my election specifically. So as a candidate, I believe I have standing. And fortunately, so does Judge Hanna. Judge Hanna, I guess luck of the draw, was also the judge who fined Doug Logan of Cyber Ninjas $50,000 a day for not complying. So I'm not sure where we're at this. But, you know, I'm going into this with an open mind that, you know, he did not dismiss it based upon standing. He did ask them to respond and answer the pleading, and with pleadings within 10 days. So that'll be August 27th. So
that's coming up. Huh?
It's coming up. Yeah.
Very good. And so what happens next? You got that decision coming, and then where do you go from there?
Well, what I asked for was for the certification. I tried to get this, what's called, I did a writ of mandamus ex parte. And anybody who wants to see this, you can go to my website, gailgolick.com. But what I asked for is the democracy suite to not be decertified, because they didn't comply with the Help America Vote Act, which is what we need in Arizona. And in addition to that, I asked for them to not certify the election, which they really shouldn't. They still have not given us the cast vote record. As a candidate, I have a right to know, because if we don't have a cast vote record, they can't even prove that even one vote was cast, let alone anything. And so we've only got some very sporadic data. They gave us one drop from every day that they counted votes, you know, and I'm asking for a lot more data. But anyway, I'm asking for decertification of the democracy suite. I'm asking for no certification of the election until further data analysis can be done, and then a hand count of my election as well.
So are you alleging election fraud in the suit, or are you just asking for these things to be decertified because they don't comply with these statutes?
I am saying that there is not enough information, number one, to certify. Okay. Because you're not even providing us with all of the information, so they shouldn't be certifying it. A logic and accuracy test is not a security risk assessment test. It's does the vote, you know, they run a ballot through the machine and they can count to 10. Well, congratulations, you know? I mean, that's it. It doesn't check to see if it can be hacked. And that's what we really need to do. This is our life. Our vote is our voice. And our voice has been taken from us. And our vote has been taken from us. We know that. We were here at this Moment of Truth conference, and we know that there were representatives from every state that spoke about maladministration, possible crimes. Certainly every single state had representatives here that were unanimous in saying that we need to rid ourselves of these machines. And that's ultimately what we need to do. It's not in my lawsuit right now. I'm just trying to more bring attention to what this is, make them admit that they're not doing what they need to do to protect our sacred American vote. And then I'd like to see what happened with my election, because let's just put it this way, the guy who won my election, I didn't concede there. Okay, let's get this right. Uh-huh. Reportedly had the most votes in my election. He said that Biden won the county, state, and country. The day he took his oath of office, he was. We had a guy by the name of Steve Shukri who resigned. He was appointed by our board to sit in until this election. And then throughout this whole process, he's continued to say that Maricopa County had the gold standard of elections. Uh-huh. And yes, so. I mean, this is the platform. He didn't campaign, not once. We saw him at one event because he knew the person, you know, that was holding it. But other than that, he was never out there. I was leading in the polls. I had a straw polls at like 68%.
Oh, wow.
So there was really no reason for me not to get in there. But he had 32 or 34,000, somewhere like that, votes that were in on Election Day, before Election Day, through early voting, and only just over 5,000 on Election Day. So it doesn't make sense. There's a lot that doesn't make sense. So I just want to see it. But here's the thing. If they have to print the ballots, because they're going to have to do that, I'd like to have at least two hand counts, and I should have done that. So like myself and maybe a Sherry Sapir, who run for superintendent of the state, school superintendent, we really feel like there's some issues. We were looking at the algorithms between her campaign and my campaign, and the, you know, just a couple percent, you know, they never changed the percentage points. We just saw a lot of similarities and stuff like that. So it would be really, really hard for them to do a ballot with two different, make it a match. So like it was really easy for them to do it with Trump and Biden, because they just had to fill them in. And I've got another story for you about that another day, if you'd like.
Very good. Yeah. Well, you definitely need to keep us posted on your lawsuit. Thank you so much, Gail, for fighting and doing what you're doing. We appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you too. American.